Wednesday, 21st of April, 1915. British Expeditionary Forces. Dear Mother, I received your letter and parcel all right, and was glad to get them, for you may be sure that I am pleased to get anything from home. Well, Mother, this is a kind of private letter, so I can say rather more than usual. The platoon that I am in was 50 strong when it came into France, and only 6 of us that came out with the battalion is left. The rest of them is killed, wounded, or sick, but only we have been made up with drafts. They are not like the old boys. We miss many a joke and a cheery smile from Ennis. He was a cheery fellow, and the greatest regret is shown for him among his surviving comrades, poor fellow. I had to write his mother and tell her some of the facts, a job that I did not like, but only I put it to her the best way I could. I was lying in front of him when a shell burst just above us. One of the bits caught him on the leg. It was a pretty deep wound, so I tied it up just as we got ordered to go out. When we came back at night, he was pretty cheery. I gave him a drink and left him. The poor stretcher bearers had so much to do, so I suppose they had been some long in getting to him, for when they arrived there, poor Charlie had given up his soul to his Creator. It is a great glory to die on the battlefield. A cross marks the spot where Innes fell. I bet you, Mother, if ever I get home again, I will be a changed man. I know what it is to lead a good life now, for I have seen and heard a good bit for the last 9 months. With fondest love to all, from your ever-loving son, George White.